KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Transport says it's investigating the cause of a fatal multi-vehicle crash on the N3 in Finrenan's Pass. 18 people, including 5 children, lost their lives in last night's collision between a car, minibus taxi and a truck near Finrenan town. A baby's in a critical condition following the crash. Officials who completed their recovery this morning say they'll begin their cleanup operation later on. The crash comes amid several alerts issued by the SA Weather Service for heavy rains expected to last until tomorrow. KZN Transport's Ndabezi Ndlesibiya.
The MEC has ordered an investigation which will be conducted by a highly efficient technical team from the Road Traffic Management Corporation from National, uncover what could have been the cause of such a horrific accident. And the MEC is very worried that in various parts of KwaZulu-Natal we have rainfall, and the MEC has requested motorists to exercise caution on the road.
And KZN Correctional Services says it has no tolerance for corrupt officials who threaten the integrity of operations in prisons. It follows the arrest of Nomthandazo Magujo, who was caught smuggling drugs into the new prison in Maritzburg over the weekend. The department's Thulani Mdluli says Magujo was found in possession of a large amount of dacha during the unannounced search operation. He says she's since been suspended while investigations are underway.
We express, though, our disappointment regarding this incident, especially as our personnel are entrusted with the vital responsibility of ensuring that the community is safe. But we remain steadfast in our commitment to uphold the integrity of our centres across the province, and will take appropriate measures against anyone who is trying to smuggle in our centres and any form of criminality that might be taking place.
And a judge has denied Donald Trump's request to postpone his sentencing in a hush money case. The president-elect has been told he's unlikely to be jailed for a scheme to hide payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump is due to be sentenced on Friday, 10 days before his return to the White House. His lawyers say they've filed paperwork for an appeal. It's as the U.S. Congress formally certified the Republican president-elect's 2024 election victory. Vice President Kamala Harris, who Trump defeated in the election, presided over the event as required by the U.S. Constitution.
As we have seen, our democracy can be fragile, and it is up to then each one of us to stand up for our most cherished principles and to make sure that in America, our government always remains of the people, by the people, and for the people.
On the weather front, back home, rain showers are expected across KZN, with Durban reaching a high of 25 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 24, and Richards Bay 26.
Stand back. And a look at what's coming up in your sports. South Africa clinched the two-match test series against Pakistan 2-0 following a 10-wicket victory on day 4 of the second test in Cape Town. Nottingham Forest earns a 6th successive Premier League win by beating Wolves. And Christmas dinner forces golf's world number one, Scottie Scheffler, to withdraw from next week's American Express tournament.